That's Vladimir Yablokov and Kalinka, as you know, two brothers. Well, you know what all that's about, Vladimir and Anton and all the rest. Do you know what's brilliant about this? That Vlad is in front of me. And so, there's very few people get past the security to get this far to come in to sit with us, Vlad.
It's wonderful to see you, and good morning to you, Marty.
It's lovely to have you. How are you? You look very fresh and well. I think you're getting younger. I do.
It's the hair.
It's the hair. I'm a great man for looking at other people's hair. Listen, firstly, welcome in. That's the first thing.
Thank you so much.
How have you been through all this? It's lovely to have somebody right beside me. How have you been through all this?
I think I have been through ups and downs as every one of us. But at the end of the day, you know, we are alive.
Yes.
We are healthy.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, playing music. We are playing a lot of online music now, as
perhaps
a lot of people do know.
Yes.
And I'm really glad to say that we are sustainable online. We're not making, huge profits or anything like that, but we are alive and we can get by, which is
But you're still
important.
Doing those concerts that we talked about where people can book you online.
Yes,
you're still doing that.
And they're wonderful, and there is so many wonderful stories, you know, with a private concert, so people can, you know, look at that. We are
Remind people of how it works, because we, you launched it with us, is it 2 years ago?
It was a year and a half, obviously.
Year and a half. So when you launched this, the idea is that you will do a concert. It's not just you, though. You have...
It's myself and the piano player, and sometimes I do have a special guest as well. And
you can... And people can request pieces of music, they can request songs, whatever it happens to be, and you do it for them.
Exactly.
And it's a lovely idea. If somebody wants to do it, what do they do?
It just works great, because people can just book the slots that we have on the website, and they can also, of course, get in touch if they don't find their preferred date and time. But it's basically a private concert in their house, and for their people anywhere around the globe, and they can request their own tunes. And
I think it's great. I think it's a great idea, and it was a really clever initiative from you. I really do. I think it's really clever.
I just missed playing, and I missed seeing people, so I thought, if we were on the full lockdown back then, that was the only way I could see people was over Zoom. So,
If somebody is listening now and they're thinking, crikey, I've forgotten that exists, because so much has happened in everybody's lives. What's the website? What's
it's
it called?
VladimirMusic.com.
I rest my case. Vladimir Music, it sounds like a threat. VladimirMusic.com, that's what it is.
And it's not Dracula.
I know. Listen, you had some sadness recently. I'm sorry.
Oh, we had, like, after a sort of number of years where Dad wasn't as well. He sadly passed away.
Yes.
But, it's coming towards Christmas, and for many, many people, that can be a very emotional time as well as happy time for our family. So,
of course,
we're going to remember him really well, but... I think he might be in a better place now.
Right.
And the times we have spent in Ireland during the concerts, you know, every December since 2008.
That's right, the whole family came over, we should explain.
Exactly, all the siblings came over, and both parents, and then, you know, even my own kids started to participate in some small numbers during the concert.
Yes.
And the tradition that was started many, many years ago, this would be back in early 90s, like I would be 6-7 years old. And it started with my mom, actually. After a long break, having so many kids, we are 6 siblings, she decided to go back to playing violin because she had about 10 years break or so. And I could have been about 7 or 8, and she thought, it would be a great idea to go around the neighborhood where we knew a couple of elderly people who had no family around. And she said, why don't we just come to them and play a few Christmas songs and carols and, you know, bring a little bit of happiness before Christmas to them. And I remember until now the faces of those people, how emotional they will be and how happy they were. There was one man I remember in particular. He was very, very old, and he was a survivor of Holocaust and a couple of other sort of not the easiest bits throughout his life. And he was already on the wheelchair, and he, 1 year he was still with both legs. The next year he already had one of the legs amputated. But the smile on him was just unforgettable.
What's your mom's name?
Katerina.
Those memories stay with you forever.
They do. Now, Dad, of course, took it then more commercially,
because
he was living from music, and he always wanted to be a soloist. Music was his life, and he even got it as far as He won the competition for the leader of the Vienna Philharmonics. But then at the end, he decided not to take it. But he thought he will stay around with the family. And he actually didn't travel as much as he used to before. And we traveled together as the whole family ensemble around Central Europe.
And you lost him in August?
At the end of August. Yeah.
What was his first name?
Alexander.
Well, God bless him. He raised a good one. And your brother too. I should mention Anton as well.
We have four brothers the music.
But I know him anyway.
You know Anton well.
Absolutely. But listen, we want to talk about a concert that you have coming up. And I just wanted you do a lovely take on Van Morrison's Moondance. I've always liked it, as you know. And here it is. It is Moondance, Van Morrison's Moondance. I'm talking with Vladimir. You've got a Viennese Christmas, but it's not this Christmas, it's next Christmas.
Well, we just thought we need to have something to look forward and sort of without fear, we say. And we really miss, because we've seen each other as a family here in Ireland every single year since 2009. It was the full family from then. And again, reintroduced the tradition of family concerts after I left, and all other siblings went to study. One went to Germany, one went to Switzerland, another went to Moscow, and all to do with music.
Yes.
But then we just somehow happened to be every December in Ireland. In 2019-18, we already were doing something like 4 concerts in the National Concert Hall, and then also going around the country with
a big
production.
Yeah.
And just because people follow the whole story of the family, and that each of the siblings, you know, got their own little story and their own solo piece. Olga, the sister, she's a piano player, so she's playing on the piano throughout the concert, but she also gets her own, you know, favorite piece, whether it's Chopin or a bit of Rachmaninoff. And we just so much missed, more than anything else, meeting, you know, together again.
Yeah,
sadly,
yeah.
We only met for a funeral, but that's where we discussed as the whole family. Let's just not push it. Let's not be greedy, because you can also lose a lot.
Of course, if you have to do
cancellations. So we thought we're going to go for the biggest ever, and in legacy of that, to do the show with over 150 performers on stage.
That's unbelievable. But it's next year.
It's next year.
It's next year. We should make the point. By the way, it's the what day is what? Oh, there it is. 18th of December.
18th of December, and we are going for Sunday afternoon. That was my condition.
Yes.
That I came to the Prima Ultra with.
Yeah, and you're going. And you're at the Three Arena.
Three Arena.
Look at you in your Three Arena.
But, you know, it's very unusual because I went for the Sunday afternoon,
yes.
3 p.m., because I thought for people, if we're always welcoming the whole family, sometimes there is three, four generations coming together.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that they can get in easy, they don't have to get stuck in traffic, you know, and then they can also get back home at a reasonable hour and we can all enjoy the biggest ever show.
Oh, I think it's
together.
A wonderful idea. Are any of them going to be able to come this Christmas to see you? Or are you going to, who's going to be?
We were talking about it, but we don't want to risk. I actually haven't been in Slovakia myself throughout the whole since March 2020.
Really? Yeah.
And I was actually at the airport to see my dad. And I got a phone call when I was in Dublin Airport parking my car. But it was very hard for him. It was very emotional for people as well, because even though he already suffered major strokes before, he still came and played a little song with us, even though obviously he wasn't able to play at his best anymore, but it was just the whole family together.
Yeah, how wonderful. Well, thank God for that.
But also
the fact that you have that love for each other, which is quite fantastic, because you're all spread across
the music
Europe.
Just connects us, you know, and it's something that, you know, I think will stay for us, and I hope we'll keep this tradition as long as we are alive.
Good man. Well, this event is, it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we should explain, and it's on the 18th of December next year. Actually, the tickets, tickets on sale at this stage?
The tickets are on sale because we think people, you know, should have also something to look forward and perhaps, you know, get it as a Christmas present and have that, you know, bright window in there that we are going to be all good, we're all going to see each other.
You made a great Christmas CD. Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah, it was 2013, I think.
Yes. Do you remember that?
I like All I Want for Christmas from that one, even though it's not as, we don't go as jazz, we normally have a lot of special guests. I'm actually planning to bring even perhaps to fly a few dancers from Vienna directly, and I'm going to have a lot of different guest stars, vocalists, as well as seven members of the family are taking each their turn.
And you better get a few of those CDs pressed up. And you could sell them get one of your many family members to sell them at the door.
Come up with something new.
What?
We just feel that everything is sort of a little bit quieter, and I think people are in some ways nervous, but in other ways very calm, because they suddenly have time and they spend time at home.
Yes.
So with my piano player that performs most of the, you know, private concerts with me, we decided to record a few very simple arrangements, just to imagine that you are at the fireplace, warm living room, with your closest family and friends, and you have a background music playing. Not too much improvisation, it's all about the good feel factor of Let's Be All Together. We are not even recording it as a CD. We might just upload it, you know, on YouTube or Spotify in the next week or two.
But I remember when didn't you do a tour? Was it yourself and Anton? Did you do a tour? Do you remember? It was just paired back. Do you remember that? You did the tour in various venues. Remember you did that?
We did all kinds of, like, only the three-piece. And a lot of people said that they do prefer when we come as a four-piece, perhaps, because it's more virtuosic. But that's where we go with Anton. We go into all...
That's right, yeah.
Kind of little, perhaps more complicated.
Because he's all these letters after his name. Malice.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, just a reminder again, lads. It's Ticketmaster, obviously. You know what to do, ticketmaster.ie. But it's on the 18th of December. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's a cast of thousands. It's 150 people on stage. It's very ambitious. But you're talking also about a choir. You're talking about an orchestra. You're really going for this, aren't you?
We're going for
good
it. You know, we had a little bit of a dilemma about this year October, because I was offered a few dates in the National Concert Hall. And when I looked at it realistically, you know, and some people told me that they were disappointed I didn't take it, but I said I'm equally disappointed myself, because we would like to see each other. It's not only the concerts, it's the whole family, you know, affair and so on.
Yes.
But I also didn't want to bring to people anything smaller. last time we were on stage, we had 85 performers. Yes. You know, I would have to go perhaps maybe with 20 this time or something like that. Yeah, yeah. And we just want to give people the best.
And
we can.
You'd Claudia Boyle, you'd give all sorts of surprises, yeah, which is always lovely. Listen, I'm going to say happy Christmas to you. To you and your lovely family. I know it'll be a different Christmas because your dad's not here, but he is in spirit. In spirit, he's in your heart.
He's there.
We have to play your Christmas track now, you see. I have no option. Good job I kept the CD. Vlad, pleasure. God bless you. And to your lovely wife and family, I wish you well.
Thank you so much, and happy Christmas to you all.
You too.